Joining us this morning, we're going to learn about supportive services for veteran families. And we have with us Valerie Rafferty. Valerie, what's your role with the organization?
I am an intake outreach worker for the organization.
Which means?
I do their initial compilation of paperwork, getting all their forms together to see if they qualify for a program. And I also reach out to the community to try to, number one, locate our homeless veterans, and two, to help raise some funds for them.
Almost like a bridge, in a sense. You say, guide someone from this side, help you across, and then bring them safely to where they need to go.
That's a nice way to put it.
This is an organization that is located where, and how long has it been around?
We are on 21st Street in Lorain. We've been there since October of 2013. We are fully funded by a VA grant, but we are a nonprofit organization.
And tell me, I guess, what's your major focus is? You're with the Family and Community Services, kind of that, so that deals with, you know, the families, people in there. But what's your main focus with the veterans?
To support homeless and near homeless veterans. They're broke down into a couple of different categories. We have the imminently homeless and the literally homeless. Imminent homeless would be somebody like that's couch surfing or staying with friends and family or in a hotel. The literal homeless are people living under bridges and cars, in shelters, and we've been able to find all of them in all different places.
Now, you have people that are homeless, kind of in a broad sense. This is sort of a subset of people who are homeless who have been veterans.
Correct.
Right? What do you think causes veterans to become homeless? At what point did this happen? Are we talking about Vietnam veterans? Are we talking about people from the Iraq war? What's the kind of...
Oh, we've had them all. We've had them from all wars, all walks of life, people that have only served for a couple of months to people that have served 20 years. It just depends on, I think it comes down to finances and stress, and there is no one thing to point at that says this is what caused this homelessness, because everybody's different. The number one thing is stress. PTSD was just recently diagnosed as an actual disease or predicament. And up until this point, they weren't getting proper treatment for it. I think the realization of PTSD with veterans is helping a lot. It's only, putting a Band-Aid on the bigger problem. But the most I see is that when vets come home, they're faced with the same things they could have ran away from, or they're facing, a whole new life from, hard hats to, or helmets to hard hats overnight. And it's not a transition done easily. And there's nothing there that provides that transition. And, they're having a hard time finding jobs. The economy is bad. They end up on food stamps, or they don't know where to turn. They're having a hard time navigating the VA system, period. And that's where we step in.
Are they alone?
They can feel very alone. We've had several that feel like the world is just crushing them in and didn't know where to start. And we have a lot of resources available to us and can take them literally by the hand and get them from point A to point B.
Now, you serve multi-counties or focus in Lorain County?
Our division is Support Services for Veteran Families. We are in five counties, but we do strictly Lorain County. All our fundraising is Lorain County. All our money goes in Lorain County. We have other SSVF divisions in the other counties we serve, but Lorain serves Lorain.
We're talking this morning with Valerie Rafferty, the intake-outtake worker with the Supportive Services for Veteran Families. You're located near the Valor Home.
Correct. Right? We're in the same building.
And that's a similar kind of a thing. They're trying to provide housing for veterans.
They are a kind of a new approach to homelessness. There are four such homes scattered throughout the five counties. We're pretty new. We just opened up in December. It's a 30-bed facility for homeless veterans. And it's kind of a new approach to homelessness. They provide kind of new age therapies, meditation, art therapy, music therapy. They help with jobs and, services. They help with family issues. There's, they provide rides if they're, drug or alcohol counseling or mental counseling. It's a completely new approach. And we're one of four. Another one is located in Akron, another Valor Home, and then there's the Miller House and Freedom House, which are located in those counties as well.
How are you able to find these homeless veterans? What's the path that comes that?
Well, I've got a partner that's pretty amazing. Her name is Melissa. She actually finds people living under bridges and in encampments out in the woods. And we also partner up with all the other VA organizations in the county that come across these people through, say, the Veterans Hotline, or somebody's going to Jobs and Family Services or the Veterans Services Commission for some help. And they direct them to us, and then we get them started.
How willing are they to be a part of this process?
If they find out that there's money involved, they're anxious. Once they find out that we're not just about financial assistance, that we're more case management oriented, they're hesitant, but then they find out that it works.
What kind of stories do you hear from them related to their coming home, and maybe how, before we went on the air, you talked about how sometimes the word VA or Veterans Administration sometimes is a turnoff word to them. Talk about maybe some of the experiences that you've heard from.
Well, it's just, the whole VA pile is hard to navigate through. Just applying for VA benefits is multi-pages long and months of waiting and phone calls like crazy. There's a new program initiated since September with the VA where if you're diagnosed with PTSD, you have funds available to you, which is something new. And that, again, is mounds of paperwork. People don't know where to go to get started. Once we get them started and see, you can break this down page by page by page, little by little by little, they're not so overwhelmed. And I think the overwhelming thing is what sets them off to the stress. And then, you know, bills don't get paid, or they end up drinking or end up in prison. We do deal with felons and have found felon-friendly employers and felon-friendly landlords that give vets a chance.
Now, are you there to guide them through the process or tell them the best places to go to,
no,
to get them?
No, we take them by the hand. I take them in my truck and go where we got to go and meet with who we got to meet with and get it done.
So it's almost, I mean, it seems like a personal advocate for this individual.
That's exactly what we are. We have two case advocates that's all they do. They advocate for that vet.
Just hearing that seems exhausting for them. I mean, obviously rewarding in some, but it almost seems like anybody who has to deal with paperwork all the time, it's just...
Oh, and there's a lot of paperwork.
But they know the quick ways, what to fill out, what's the important part of the form to make sure you fill out correctly so that things don't come back.
And luckily, when we're talking about things like applying for benefits and stuff, there are different organizations that do different things. Say if we wanted to apply for medical benefits, we would have to go to the VA medical clinic. If we needed to get a copy of their DD-214 and they hadn't recorded it at the county recorder's office, we go to the Veterans Services Commission, and it's like that everywhere. Certain things have different places that they have to go, and luckily, because of our groundwork, we've been able to locate most of them.
Now, this in your title, you have the word veteran families. Talk about impact with families or how you deal with them.
We've had several families that were literally homeless living in their car with children. And one was pregnant at the time, and we were able to, and we are able to find them, you know, help find jobs, help find housing. We were able to, you know, we do have some financial assistance available, although it's limited. We encourage, what we'd like to do is prop them up and push them on. We're not somebody that's long-term finance. You can't come to us for, you know, a year and get your rent paid for free. That's not how we work. We'd like to get you the best start we can and encourage you to do for yourself from there.
Sometimes it's not really monetary. It's just knowing that someone cares about them that kind of propels them on the right
path. Exactly.
Payment.
Somebody else is on their behalf is working for them, yeah.
Right. You have, I guess, some fundraisers coming up you wanted to talk
about?
We
do. We are right now cooperating with a local business, Susan L. Chocolates. We are selling their candy bars at $1.50 each. There are five different kinds. They're caramel, milk chocolate, peanut butter, the Krispies, and the almonds. Like I said, $1.50 a piece, and who doesn't love Susan L. Chocolate? I don't know if you've ever had it, but it is.
Just down the road from here, I drive by the giant chocolate-covered strawberry painted on the building almost every day. So
they have awesome chocolates. So we've got, I think, 900 bars to sell in 30 days, so we're hitting the streets with those. If you see our friendly faces, please check out that $1.50. Like half of it goes to our vets. Also, we have just recently joined GoFundMe.com, which is an online funding source, and our code is OIR3KO. That's Oscar Ida Robert, 3 King Oscar. Go on there if you don't want to buy a candy bar and you feel like helping out the homeless vets. That's another route to go. Also, if anybody is interested in doing a fundraiser for our homeless vets, and we've had several organizations that have done that and have done wonderfully with it, you can contact our office at 855-234-7310 and ask for either myself, Valerie, or my boss, Sandra.
That's a good also line of the support line for people if they probably have
questions.
That's
the same line. That's correct. If they know any veterans that might be in need of our services, please.
What got you into this sort of line of work?
Well, I was in law enforcement for 20 years and worked with veterans. I've always held them in high regard, and God bless you, your audience. If there's any veterans in there, thank you for your service. I knew I wanted to do something with vets, so I just kept pounding the one ads and hitting the resumes, and voila. Here I am.
Then you had to learn about all this paperwork that's out there.
I had no idea that it was so difficult to navigate the VA system. That was surprisingly shocking for me. To know that the guys that have sacrificed their lives have to go through this much stuff to get what's entitled to them is actually quite disappointing.
Yeah. It's one thing to have it available. It's another thing to get it to the people who need it. And many times if you're homeless, you don't have access to a mailbox that's maybe sending you something that you're entitled to.
So exactly.
You've got a double problem there. Supportive Services for Veteran Families. Our guest today has been Valerie Rafferty. Again, their hotline number is 1-855-234-7310. Or you can also stop by. You're on West 21st?
221 West 21st.
In Lorain. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.